Good day, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to Azrieli Group third quarter 2023 conference call for foreign investors. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, there will be the question and answer session. With us today are Mr. Eyal Henkin, CEO, and Mr. Ariel Goldstein, CFO. To ask a question during the session, you will need to slowly press star one one on your telephone keypad. You will then hear an automated message advising your hand is raised. This conference call will be accompanied by a slide presentation. It can be found on Azrieli site, www.azrieligroup.com, on the Investor Relations page under Media Room Presentations, and the financial reports can be found on the website as well. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respective company's business, financial condition, and the results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. Please note that today's conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to our speaker today, Mr. Eyal Henkin, CEO. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good afternoon. Thank you for joining the Azrieli Group earnings call, summarizing the third quarter of 2023. We've just ended a good quarter in terms of our operating parameters, with continued growth, strong results, which exceed the targets in all of our business segments, and I believe we will continue on this trend of growth this year, despite the market conditions and uncertainty. The group has a good NOI rate above 2.1 billion shekels, even without including the operating results of Compass as of this quarter. On October 3rd, we sold our holdings in Compass for a net cash flow of 2.7 billion shekels and an expected accounting profit of 0.9 billion shekels, which will help us to improve the group's equity base. The significant cash flow and profit will be expressed in the results of the fourth quarter. Concurrently, in Green Mountain, we are continuing with a very strong pipeline of material transactions and signing of significant lease agreements, in addition to the existing deals, which will be expressed in the coming year. We have high occupancy rates in our malls, offices, and senior homes, and we have a good mix and long-term contracts. In the third quarter, we continued to invest in the development and construction of new properties and the expansion of existing ones carefully and thoughtfully. As to the war in Gaza, the deal flow is somewhat moderate, with prolonging negotiations and decision-making. However, in the current quarter, and I believe for the year, there will be only a minor impact on the group's performance. The interest rate and environment obviously impacts the industry, but keep in mind that Azrieli's debt ratio is low and that approximately 90% of it is linked to the index, similar to most of the NOI, which is linked to the index as well. In terms of development and construction, Azrieli is continuing to develop and expand in a careful, informed, and balanced manner. On the one hand, we are continuing developing of medium and long-term projects, particularly a project with strong tenants, with which we signed long-term contracts. Or in other words, we're continuing to vigorously promote zoning plans and building rights, but in terms of concrete and steel, we are being more selective. On the macro level, in October, the Bank of Israel put together an updated forecast following the war and updated expectations for GDP growth in 2023 and 2024 to 2.3% and 2.8%, respectively, while current unemployment rate is about 3.4% in Israel. As we go to the segments regarding offices, we are pleased with the results. NOI increased by 7% in the first 9 months of 2023, year-over-year, with the same property up to 6% in Q3. The increase was mainly from rent revenues. At the beginning of July, we signed a long-term agreement in Modi'in with the Clalit HMO. I'll discuss this later on. We are continuing to sign hefty contracts, mostly with existing tenants as well as with new tenants. The tenant mix includes technology companies and liberal professions, while the exposure to high-tech companies is around 40%. When I say high-tech companies, I mean technology companies like Proofpoint, Intel, IBM, Samsung, Amazon, Facebook, Sapiens, Atabay, etc. In terms of the impact of the Gaza war, there has been a slowdown in demand due to the war, but negotiations that began before the war are continuing. We are signing contracts these days with new and existing customers. Some examples about signed contracts in Q3 2023. We signed a 15,000 square meter new contract in the Azrieli Towers with one of the three largest law firms in Israel. We signed 1,200 square meters in the Azrieli Towers as well with one of the consulting or leading consulting firms in Israel. We signed with a multinational infrastructure company in Holon, 900 square meters in July 2023. And we signed another contract during August with a construction company in Petah Tikva, almost 900 square meters, all of which with slight or steep uplift of the rental. In terms of Modi'in, Lot 10 with Clalit, just to give some indications, we had a 4 years negotiation. Clalit is the largest HMO by far in Israel. It has more than 60% market share. It's an anchor transaction, more than 8,000 square meters, very long term, more than 24 years. And we're moving ahead with shoring and excavation. By contract, the occupancy should be within 36 months. I believe it will be between 30 and 36 months. We're ahead of schedules. Clalit is planning to have a flagship center between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, with emergency medical center, operating rooms, advanced imaging systems, innovating treatment rooms, MRI, advanced medical institutes, and more. It's going to be a major hub. We're establishing an ecosystem around this hub with a mixed-use concept in the Azrieli Modi'in Center, including hotel, retail, rental housing, clinics for doctors, and medical professions. To summarize, the offices, tenant mix, and long-term contracts allow for the bridging of the sinuses in the economy and geopolitical environment for the Azrieli Group. We are managing to maintain high occupancy and achieve renewals and new agreements. As for malls, we are closing a strong quarter for the entire portfolio. The NOI is 252 million shekels this quarter. In terms of same property NOI, we're up 16 million in the quarter year over year. We're at full occupancy, more than 99% throughout the entire portfolio. We signed new contracts and mainly contract extensions. Footfall from the beginning of the year, year over year, we have an increase of 8.8%. And regarding the Gaza war, we reopened our malls as early as 3 days after September 7th, encouraging our tenants to open their stores. By October 25th, less than 3 weeks after this terrible terror attack, some 90% of the stores in the malls were open. Currently, only 14 stores are not open out of 2,000 stores in our malls. And the operating hours and footfall are almost the same as routine times. Last week, we sent our tenants an updated plan of discounts for October and November. We continue to support our tenants and to ensure ongoing business for the Israeli public. The results of the mall segment will of course be impacted by the war, but we estimate that we will end this year with an increase in this segment as well, and with very minimal impact. Regarding data centers, the data center segment is a significant growth engine for the Azrieli Group. We believe in the future and growth of this segment in both the short and long term. There are two main factors that are having a positive impact on the field. One is the cloud, second is the AI. The growing need to use the cloud and AI is causing massive growth of the data center industry. There's a tremendous market growth and significant demand, growing from demand of 0.2 megawatts to 2 megawatts 2 years ago to 20 to 120 megawatts today. There's a strong demand by players and customers, mainly hyperscalers like Microsoft, Google, Oracle, Amazon, HP, and others. I emphasize that the yield on cost on these projects is low double digit, where investment loans can be provided between 5 to 6% interest rate. Regarding the sale of Compass, Compass results are not included in this quarter. Just to give a brief review of the development of the segment in Azrieli. We entered the data center industry with an acquisition of less than 20% in Compass in Northern America, which is the most advanced market. We developed the company and increased our holdings to one third. We studied the industry throughout our minority holding with a locked up period of 3.5 years, after which our partners had an exit option. We are usually not in the status of minority, so we chose either to buy or to sell. But with the prices and indications we got from the market, we decided that it's a good opportunity to sell while investing and developing and expanding in the European continent. This transaction improved the Azrieli Group liquidity, covenants, and others, with gross consideration from the transaction was more than 3.2 billion shekels, a net cash flow of 2.7 billion shekels, and accounting profit of 0.9 billion shekels. These figures reflect a gross return of 2.5 times on our investment, which was originally 1.28 billion shekels in total, with an average duration of 2.3 years, and IRR, which is higher, or gross IRR, which is higher than 40%. With a platform in Europe with in Green Mountain, when we acquired in 2021, today we have a contracted NOI of from its operations by sixfold, to an NOI of approximately 502 million shekels, in September 2023, which is going to produce by the end of 2024. We increased the number of sites from 3 to 6. We increased the output from 24 megawatts to 148 megawatts as of September 2023. All of this is based on signed contracts, completion of construction and start of income generation in the next year and by the end of 2024. In conclusion, good growth, deals that will generate income within a short period of time, long-term contracts with good volumes and returns, and with significant hyperscaler customers. The strong demand in the Green Mountain proves two main elements. One, Norway means stability, means readily available power, redundancy, green energy, low electricity cost, and great climate. Regarding the company, the second element, the company has very good management, a strong product, and robust relationships with the major customers in the market. In the third quarter, we signed another two contracts for total output of about 7.2 megawatts, which is around between $6.5 and $7 million NOI. This was signed with two very large hyperscalers. I remind you that 100% of the data center in Green Mountain use green power. This is important to both our customers and to the Azrieli Group as part of the growing worldwide concept of ESG. In our presentations or investor presentation, we released more information about the segment and its expected contribution, totaling around more than half a billion shekels per year, excluding new contracts, which I believe will come in during the period, and you can see it on slide 16. To summarize the data center, we believe in the industry. Compass sale price is above and beyond expectations, significantly increasing the group's liquidity and improving its covenants. We're continuing to strengthen and develop the DC segment as a key business for Azrieli. We're focusing on developing Green Mountain as a platform in Europe, and we're planning to have a one-day data center seminar in February. We will issue the save the date shortly. Regarding senior housing, NOI in Q3 was up 20% year over year, with occupancy rate of 97%. We are approaching exhaustion of inventory in existing homes, making progress with the senior home in Rakafot, which we are building these days. We're continuing to look for development opportunities in other locations. With the existing environment in Israel, there has been a certain rise in demand due to a concern for increased personal safety, community, warm home, etc. And we're starting this October the occupancy rate, or we're increasing the occupancy rate in Lehavim on the second stage. Regarding development and construction, we're according to plans. Lot 21, the shopping center and rental housing will open in Q1 2024. Hotel is expected to open Q2 2024. We move forward with check past Q2 2024. As I said, Rakafot Senior Home will be completed by early 2025. We have other developments which are going according to our plan. While we're strictly controlling investments, managing project timetables in a careful and considered manner, in accordance with demand, and making very cautious and I would say thoughtful considerations regarding injection of capital and investments. I will now hand over to Ariel to go over to review the financial parameters. Please, Ariel.
Thank you very much, Eyal. We will go over the main financial parameters in the financial statements. This quarter, the NOI is 535 million shekels, an increase of 4% compared to the same quarter last year. The 22 million shekel increase in NOI is mainly from the retail segment, which contributed 16 million shekel as a result of an increase in rent revenues. 9 million shekels came from increase in the house segment, mainly from an increase in rent revenue. We can see an increase of 3 million shekels in the rental houses segment, mainly thanks to the progress in marketing and occupancy at Azrieli Town project in Tel Aviv. 3 million shekels came from an increase in the senior houses segment, mainly from the occupancy of phase B of the Lehavim home. The data centers segment through Green Mountain contributed 29 million shekels compared to 24 million shekels in the same quarter last year, mainly because of inclusion of data center company acquired in the U.K. in the first quarter. I would like to mention that this quarter we did not include the Compass results because of the sale transaction, which the company joined, that was signed in the second quarter and closed in October, in accordance with the Israeli GAAP. The same quarter last year did include Compass results of 11 million shekels. The same property NOI in the quarter was 528 million shekels, up 6%. The increase in the company's same property NOI results mainly from an increase in the rent revenue, which were 24 million shekels in the retail segment and in the office segment, net of the results from the acquisition of the data center company in the U.K. In the FFO parameter, the company presents significant growth. The company FFO, excluding senior houses, amounted to 367 million shekels, 14% up from the same quarter last year. The FFO, including the senior housing, was 398 million shekels, up 21%. The increase in the FFO of 68 million shekels is from the senior housing FFO of 22 million shekels, an increase in the company NOI of 30 million shekels, and the exclusion of the FFO of Compass, which presented a negative figure in the same quarter last year of 15 million shekels. As of the end of the quarter, investment properties and investment properties under construction total 43 billion shekels. Investment properties and properties under construction increased by 4 billion shekels in the reported period, mainly from the acquisition of data center companies in the U.K. in amount of half billion ILS, continuing investment in the income-producing properties and the properties under construction in amount of 821 million shekels, continuing investment of 1.4 billion shekels in the data center segment through Green Mountain in Norway, and revaluation of 1 billion shekel in the report period. No revaluation was made for the properties in Israel this quarter, mainly because of the low index of just 0.8%. The weighted rate of return from the income-producing properties, excluding data center, is ±6.8%. The company has a very low leverage rate. Gross financial debt is 20.5 billion shekels. The company net debt is 19.2 billion shekels, which is only 38% of the total assets. And the increase is mainly due to link of CPI index in amount of 0.5 billion shekels and an increase in the short-term credit of 720 million shekels. I would like to mention as well that in October we closed the sale of the company's holdings in Compass, and the company received 2.7 billion shekels in cash. The company average effective interest rate in the report period is 2%, with a duration of 5.1 years, and the average interest rate of financing in Israel in the period is just 1.57%. The company has a good financial flexibility with unmortgaged assets in the significant scope of 36 billion shekels and cash and cash equivalents balance of ±1.3 billion shekels before the closing of Compass transaction. The company also holds shares in Bank Leumi, which amount to 1.1 billion shekels. In view of significant consideration we expected to receive with the closing of Compass sale, the transaction that was indeed closed in October, the company raised short-term debt during the period. Accordingly, in July, we expanded Series B bond series with a short duration for a net consideration of 850 million shekels, with effective interest rate of 3.1%. I will end with a summary of the results in the financial statements. The net profit this quarter totaled 352 million shekels compared to 330 million shekels in the same quarter last year. The increase in the net profit is a result of an NOI increase of 30 million shekels and a decrease in financial expenses of 80 million shekels because of the decrease in the leakage of CPI costs compared to the same quarter last year, in which the CPI change was 1.23% compared to just 0.8% this quarter. The increase was offset against a decrease in the other income this quarter, mainly because of the inclusion of profit from an increase in the rate of holding in Compass in the same quarter last year. We will now proceed to the Q&A session.
Thank you, dear participants. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question over the phone, please press star one one on your telephone keypad and wait for a name to be announced. To withdraw your question, please press star one one again. Please stand by. We'll compile the Q&A roster. This will take a few moments. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one one on your telephone keypad. Dear speakers, there are no questions at this time.
Okay. So should we have the summary of this discussion?
Dear speakers, please continue.
Okay. Just to summarize, we're pleased with the group's results and position. Ending the quarter with excellent results for the group. The rest of the year appears to be continuing this trend, considering the impact of the geopolitical circumstances. Strong progress in all of the current parameters, with a strong and stable portfolio, offices, malls, and senior homes. Maintaining full occupancy, a healthy mix, footfall, and good store revenues in the malls. Cautiously developing our core business in Israel, and good trend in NOI and FFO. Nevertheless, with the current challenging times, we act in a cautious manner. And finally, regarding the data centers, we have great faith in the data center segment, strong industry, major companies. The two drivers, AI and cloud, appear to be here to stay and will continue to develop in the coming years. We developed knowledge. We made connections. We built know-how. We have proven our capabilities. At the beginning of October, we got the proceeds from the sale of Compass at a huge profit over and above expectations. In the near future, we will focus on developing our European platform, realizing the funnel, and continuing to sign significant contracts. As I said, we will hold a one-day data center seminar in February 2024. I would like to thank you for still listening. I'll see you all at the summary of 2023. Thank you.